I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. West Virginia's fall turkey hunting season will open this Saturday in selected counties of the state. We'll take a closer look at the prospects coming up in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The fall turkey hunting season in West Virginia was once a highly anticipated event. Over time, though, the activity has fallen off sharply. Numbers have been lower, but the DNR's biologist Bill Igo believes it's more due to a lack of hunters than to a lack of birds.
Our fall hunt numbers have really dropped off in the last 10, 15 years. So that's why one reason you see the fall kill has been declining in those 15-year period. We just don't have the hunters. It's easier to sit up in a tree stand with a string gun than clamber over these mountains.
Now, that's too bad, because fall turkey hunting is quite a challenge, and taking a bird in that season is something to certainly be proud of.
Yeah, and that's probably one of our problems, because it's pretty tough hunting. If you really want to, unless you do some proper scouting and locate those flocks where they're feeding, you're going to have to cover a lot of ground and a lot of cover, and in these mountain counties, and even anywhere in West Virginia, the turkeys can get in some pretty rough places, so it's pretty tough hunting.
And this year, if you're hunting the selected counties in the western part of the state, chances are you're going to find it easier to locate the birds.
Populations look okay. I think the breeds were down a little bit, but the mast conditions, as you know, are pretty poor over on the toward the Ohio River and the northern panhandle. So those birds might be more accessible. They should be out in the field, so the kill ought to be pretty good in those counties we just opened.
Now, the mountains have had a little better mast result, and that will have an impact on turkeys for sure.
Our breeds were up pretty good. The problem there might be we got mast in the mountains and the panhandle better than the other parts of the state, especially the higher elevations. We had red oak, and then scarlet oak hit pretty good at different elevations. So those turkeys ought to be probably less in the fields and more concentrated around those scarlet oaks and red oaks up on the high elevation.
Now, Igo says, unlike other game, turkeys are not entirely dependent on the outcome of the mass production.
They're pretty omnivorous. Yeah, they're hard to start. It's hard to starve a turkey, because they can get up in a tree and feed on buds, and they can feed on mushrooms. They got a variety of foods they can depend on.
And the season opens this Saturday. Check your license brochure for the counties where it will be open and the length of the season. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.